I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, and we are here to monitor some of the important events of the day, things that you're tracking perhaps yourself. We're going to have the services of Lisa Lano in a few minutes. She's the Good Day Psychic. And I've sort of resisted doing readings, having her talk to people, and I don't know why I've done that, because I guess I do really know why I've done it, because there are a lot of things that people who have a background like her sort of have access to informationally, and I think they're sort of important stories to tell, the things that connect the real world to the world you can't see. And I find, at least my own spin on it, is that people think it's fascinating, but maybe there would be an opportunity to get a little reading in. I don't know whether use Kenny as a guinea pig or not for this, or if you'd just like to call to get a reading from a psychic, maybe we'll put one or two of you on the air. 888-302-3684 if you'd like to line up. Again, when you do something like this on a program like this, there's always the, wow, isn't that interesting factor when you're telling a story. And sometimes the individual stories of people who call and say, what can you tell me about X, they become fascinating too, as long as they don't last too long. So you may have one question about what's going on in your life that has to do with your health, your well-being, maybe romance. That's usually the stuff that these folks get asked. It's always about romance, it's about job or career, or it's about health. So if you have a question from one of those three areas and you want to ask Lisa Lano, who is an extraordinarily good psychic, that's why she's here, you may feel free. Maybe one or two. We'll see how much time we have. 888-302-3684. And one of the things that's most interesting, Kenny, about the psychic world used to be, when you and I were kids, that the people who would go to a psychic or go to a reader or go to somebody who's a medium would all be women. Men would never go. Now, there are lots of men who not only go to get their questions answered about their health and well-being and romance and stuff, but they ask business questions, and so do women. A lot of people want to get advice from folks like Lisa, and she's usually very good at cueing into whatever it is going on. So you want business questions answered? That's not a bad idea either to pursue. 888, maybe she can tell you about your business, Kenny. You've got a pretty good little business on the side going there. Seasonal businesses. Maybe she can give you some tips or hints or whatever. At any rate, Lisa joins us in a few minutes. 888-302-3684. We're going to talk, among other things, about the Akashic Records. Have you ever heard that term? Kenny, you know what the Akashic Records are?
Yes, I have.
You have. Okay. All right. And then we'll talk about, as time allows, what happens to your mind when you go into your sleep zone. There's been so much talk about hearing voices. I think I don't know how much time we're going to have, but I keep talking about what we're going to do. We better get at it in a minute or two here. First, though, a couple of things that are going on that I think need to be mentioned. From the people in the news department, we're talking about Michael Douglas winning on Sunday. His Emmy acceptance speech was a way for him to bring attention, so he said, to what he believes to be an injustice in the federal prison system. Let's see how many of you agree with this, if you didn't hear it. He was talking after he got his award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Miniseries. He mentioned his oldest son, Cameron, who, as many of you may recall, is serving a 10-year drug sentence. He said, quote, I'm hoping I'll be able to allow, they'll be allowing me to see him soon. For my son's case, he spent 2 years in solitary confinement. Right now I'm being told I can't see him for another 2 years. What in the world, Kenny, did he do that was that bad? I don't remember. I mean, he got caught. Was he selling? Or was he just using stuff himself? That seems awfully harsh.
I'm not sure.
Harsh?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what it is that he did. I know that he was not an exemplary prisoner.
He wasn't.
That that I had heard that he got into some trouble there, which is why he keeps winding up back in solitary.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's not a vacation. I'm sorry that Michael Douglas has to wait to see his son, but you know,
kid did harm.
There's a price when you gotta do the time when you do the crime.
Yep. All right. Well,
Beretta.
So, yeah, I absolutely have no problem with. I don't like people going to jail for using, but if you're distributing, selling, involved in the transport of this stuff, then you need to pay the price. Samuel L. Jackson, another name in the news, ranting against President Obama in the new issue of Playboy. The interviewer asked Jackson what he thought of President Obama or other highly educated Americans consciously dropping the G-S off the words like going to, this is a gerundive. G-S is a gerundive. Going and coming and doing and being and seeing. And Jackson was not happy. He said, first of all, we all know it ain't because of his blackness. So I'll say, stop trying to relate, be a leader, be a president. Look, I grew up in a society where I couldn't say it ain't or what it be to my friends, but when I'm out presenting myself to the world as me, I graduated from college, I had a family who cared about me, they told me how to speak, and I'm well-read, and I know how to blanking conjugate. Because that's what it is, it's conjugation. You know, it's seeing, feeling. It's when I was teaching English, the reference to the term gerundive, words that end in ings, and it does. It bothers me a lot. I listen to the radio and hear people do it. I hit the button as soon as somebody says coming, going, coming up next on FM 105. Psh, hit the button, gonzo, and that's what I do with the president or anybody who tries to sound like he's relating, and it's just phoniness. It's false and it's. It's insulting, Frank. I agree with Samuel L. Jackson on that. So, all right, we're about the business of tuning in to psychic Lisa Lano, who will be with us in just a few moments. Stand by. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For the balance of this half hour, we're going to learn from Lisa Lano. By the way, Uri Geller will join us in the next half hour. We kind of put these two together because there's a, some people think there's a similar theme. I don't look at Lisa as an entertainer per se. She's an informer, whereas I look at Uri as an entertainer. And, yeah, okay, so maybe he is an informer. Maybe you're an informer first and an entertainer second, Lisa. Uri's an entertainer first and an informer second, one or the other. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
Good morning, just fine.
We have been talking, I don't know if you've been listening, we have been talking
about
two things here. And I may ask you to help Kenny a little bit or to serve someone, if you don't mind, at 888-302-3684. All right, stand by just a second. I'm about to do something very, whoops. No, I have this fly in here. What can we do about flies? What can people with strong minds do about flies?
Okay. Being honest.
That's not very spiritual, Lisa. Lisa's website is Lisa M. Lano, by the way, L-A-N-N-O. There's a lot of talk in the news about hearing voices. And so I wanted to share this with this fly is driving me nuts. I wanted to share this, the discussion, because it came last week after that fellow shot things up, that he was hearing voices, and some people think that makes you crazy. I don't happen to think that. I hear voices all the time. They may not be voices like I'm listening to you talk or Kenny talk or whomever, but there is sounds and words in my being, in my head, that come from elsewhere. Is that hearing voices?
No, not the kind of voices he's hearing. And it's funny you should say that, because I was just thinking about doing a newsletter in November that's called Psychic or Psychotic. So I think you must have read my mind. I think he's just seriously. There are people that hear voices, you know, that kill your mother, kill your father kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're psychotic. I mean, not everybody. I like to say that not everybody who hears voices is crazy.
Well, you see, that's the thing. The news media makes it out to be that you are using that terminology, then you are nuts. But we all know that God speaks to us in many different ways.
Right.
And the voice of God isn't, it's not whether we think Charlton Heston and his voice, the beaming, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that you hear and or think. Maybe all thoughts are connected to God, right?
Maybe, but I also think that there are people that are just plain old psychotic. I mean, they have imbalances and chemical mess-ups in their brain, and my daughter's boyfriend's in school for that. His father's a pretty well-noted psychiatrist. For people that, really are crazy, like literally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we use the term, like if I said I hear voices, they'd look at me like, you're nuts. When I say I feel this or I feel that, but come on, if I said a voice told me to go out and, kill a bunch of people, you need some medical help, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, go ahead.
Hearing voices, the way you and I hear them, we could be hearing our spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
We could be hearing, in the sense of hearing in our mind's ear, our family member just saying, I love you, I'm with you. I've heard many of my clients that have had, very difficult, say, childbirths, for example, or surgeries, and the parents have died, and they said, you know what? I swore I could hear in my head my mother saying, it's okay, I love you, I'm here with you.
Right.
So I think that's...
Hold on just a second. Lisa Lano is with us as we continue to probe what's going on in your mind 21 after.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Lady, you drive me crazy.
Oh,
video voodoo.
Video voodoo.
And your beehive hairdo.
See, this is the image. The reason I played this, Lisa, is because this is the image a lot of people have of people who are sensitive. And I got to tell you, over the years, I've met lots and lots, especially the last 30 years when I've really sort of tuned into this sort of thing. I have met a lot of people who were not great evangelists for what you do. And but the other side of it is, if you go to some of these places like Lilydale in New York State, and down in Florida, I'm trying to remember the, it's a little town with it begins with a D, and I don't remember now the name of it, but it's not important. The point is that a lot of the people that do readings in these places and elsewhere, you can go to somebody's office or home or whatever, do kind of look like that, or at least they used to.
Well, try living near Salem, where I grew up.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I grew up right near Salem, oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think that made you more sensitive? Lisa Lana was here, the Good Day Psychic. Did it make any difference where you come from, right?
No, it makes no difference at all. And I don't come from Salem. I come from Revere, which is two towns down.
Revere,
totally
yes.
different. It's like Soprano land.
Right.
Or it was when I was a kid. But no, it makes no difference where you come from.
We were talking about hearing voices and whether or not there are different types of voices, and of course there are, and that's what a lot of people in the news media don't acknowledge. If you're listening to or you hear not sounds, but you get the sense of words that come from your gut, your instinct, whatever you want to call them, that's a whole different thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we should pay attention to our gut. I mean, again, there's a fine line when you're being told to hurt somebody or cause chaos. There is no good force that is going to teach you, whether you want to call it the universe, your spirit guides, God, angels, anything spiritual. Nobody, none of those forces will ever, ever tell you to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not talking about justified anger, you know, to unfriend somebody, stop doing business with somebody. Sometimes you have to tell people off. I get that. I'm talking about harm. No, you're not supposed to do that. So if you're hearing voices that are saying, you know, go blow up somebody's car because you're mad at them.
Yeah.
Well, no.
That's
yeah, you need anger management in that case.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about something else for a couple of minutes that many people are now becoming more familiar with, depending on their readings. The so-called Akashic Records. You're familiar with them?
Yes. Yeah.
And so why would somebody pay attention? What are Akashic Records, and why would someone need to access them? Is there a karmic connection? What is the essence, and why would one want to know what the Akashic Records hold?
Well, some people want to delve very deep into things. I personally am so ADHD that I don't have the attention span to do it. But it is in theory, and I do believe it, where all our records are kept. Everything, every moment of our day, our charts, everything that you ever want to know about anything is supposedly in this hall of records. And I do believe there's some organization to it. I think that when we say to our guides or God, again, whoever we want to talk to, am I following my path? Please show me my path. I think you're looking into your Akashic records by getting the answer and getting that feeling that, you know what, I really should stop working with that business partner. I really should take that course. You know, those kind of things. I should start that business. I think that's what we're doing. And I've got something to say to Ken, by the way, talking about business.
Yes.
Let me know.
Oh, yeah?
Do I have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was listening to you talking, and you said something about Ken and some sort of a business venture.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I want to say, I want to ask you if you're really good with detail and organizing.
Yeah.
Like, really good with the details and the organizing and putting things together. I know you're behind the scenes, but I feel like that's your forte. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. As opposed to being the one that goes out and, let's say, sells the product.
Right.
Is there somebody in there that's, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but is there another, are you with a partner doing this?
No. No.
This business?
Just me.
Okay. If you need a voice, I want to say you might need somebody to help you be that voice, and I can't wait later to ask you what it is you're doing. But I want to say keep going with the details, and that you've got some tremendous ideas, and I see the number six, so something about six months or June that something's going to
be. Or $600,000.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd make the whole thing should make $600,000. That's what you should be thinking about. Or you
are you being serious?
No, I'm being facetious.
Oh, okay, because I want somebody to see a six for me then, too.
Yeah. Or for all of us, as far as that's concerned.
We all have sixes.
So
I just wanted to throw that in. I'm sorry, that popped in my head.
No, I wanted you to, because that's the suggestion here.
Sorry.
And that's what comes when we make these connections. 6 months, it may prove to be fruitful as the thing expands. I can see that.
Yeah, I feel like, again, Ken, I don't know what you're doing, but it's something where you really have to concentrate. And I want to tell you, don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. Just keep concentrating. Just keep putting those ideas and staying organized, and things are going to start moving themselves. And that's where you can hear voices, when
all
you
right.
just say, if I need to say, if I need another bit of information, can you send it to me? And your guides will.
Yeah. There you go.
I had to throw my 2 cents in.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
You can get your 2 cents or whatever it costs you to have a good reading with Lisa easily. Go to Lisa M. Lano, 2 N's, lisamlano.com for lots of great expertise.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Program at 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler and I will have Uri Geller with us in a few minutes. Some of the things going on that are important to be discussing today and this week, obviously the focus on what's happened, even though there's nothing much you can do about it, the Kenyan thing has people talking about chemical weapons again, where they come from, how these people get a hold of them. Not something that people are happy to hear about, frankly. The terrorists have claimed 137 were killed in the Kenyan mall attack. That number seems to be fluctuating up and down. excuse me, I find this whole thing, frankly, annoying. I'm not sure it's as annoying as Senator Cruz railing against Obamacare, but it's delay. All right, so here's something that probably won't surprise the cynic in all of us. The facts coming out in various news reports about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of security clearances that are given to people like Snowden, to people like this, I never can remember his name. What's the guy's name that shot it up last week?
Let's just call him the shooter.
The shooter, okay.
Navy Yard shooter.
But there are any number of circumstances where now, and most of them have been cleared by this company, USIS, that are the clearance records are completely falsified. And there are a number of federal cases that show now that people are examining them, what a bad job that has been done by this company and others whose business it is to vet people, to clear their name so that they are entitled to get at the information that they are getting at, and yet they aren't doing their job. And there are, so you just wonder again, back to management, back to facility, and the fact, you know what, it isn't about blame, it's just about recognizing the government is just too damn big. It can't be managed with millions and millions of people who are basically working or not, showing up for a paycheck, and they get in, you know, sort of, people would say, under the wire, under the radar. But some of them aren't even trying. I mean, they don't work that hard at fooling the folks who are supposed to be checking them out. So maybe what we ought to do is have a whole series of private eyes. Can you remember the old There are, I don't know if there are any television shows now about private eyes, but I always found those shows to be fascinating, you know, whether that was the real life of a private eye or not. But that's really what you need, those skills. People who are insurance investigators make great private eyes because they get at and try to keep those who would, especially cars. When you get a car repaired, you realize what a scam that whole thing. I mean, there is so much opportunity for, that's why there are so many body shops all over the place, because it's a great way to rip off. For example, I'm on a toot now, but I'll keep it to 60 seconds. There are, many of you don't even realize this. When you, let's say your front left fender is all bent, you get in an accident, it's all bent up. You run into a pole, whatever. Bring it to the body shop. Okay, we'll fix it up, we'll be ready in a week. Well, there are three choices. The body shop, four choices actually. The body shop can pull the dent out, fill it with Bondo, spray it. You won't know when you look at it if they have good paint. That it isn't the same as something new, even though it's been filled with Bondo. You won't know that. The average person won't know that. You can go to a junkyard, find a car that's the same year, take the fender off of that car, bring it and put it on the car that you have. You can go to the aftermarket, where you get fenders and stuff that are made in China that are basically cardboard. When you lean against them, they'll bend, but it looks the same. Or you can go to the company that actually made the car and has the substantial fender. I mean, we all know they're not very strong anyway. My pickup truck got away from me a week or two ago, and it rolled down the hill into a wagon, and the thing wasn't doing 4 miles an hour, and I had to replace the hood, all the grill work in the front, the bumper. All, it cost me $1,000 just to buy the stuff for us to put it back together again. And this was going to junkyards and stuff. So there's a tremendous opportunity. If you're getting paid, the insurance company says, all right, I'm going to give you $1,000 to fix that car. And you can figure out how to fix it any way you want to. Many of them will now say, got to have original parts, you got to show them to me. You know, it's like the building inspector. They come around while you're working on the car. Others don't. They just say, okay, fix the car. We'll pay X number of dollars. You do it the best you can or as cheaply as you can. So if they pay you $1,000, and you can get away with buying stuff for $600. You've made $400. And that's not bad. The markup, 40% on $1,000, that's pretty good. But if you are not inspecting or don't know anything about it, and most people don't, they come back and the car looks fine, great. Here's the check. See you later. But insurance, the reason I'm off on that is because insurance investigators now check those sorts of things out. More likely to have opportunity to rip off somebody that way than to have it when it comes to home repairs, although you could do the same thing. Let's say in a storm your roof blows off and the company gives you $20,000 to fix it. You could take the $20,000, put it in your pocket, go get the stuff you need and redo it yourself for $2,500. And they can't really say anything about that. So it's more likely that it happens in the automotive area because it's easier. Most people can't change a fender in their garage. And so they bring it to somebody who's going to supposedly fix it. And more often than not, you get ripped off. So somebody who's a body guy is going to call me or he's going to send me an email. It's Doug@DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. All right? So you got all of that. We've covered that. We'll get to Uri Geller in just a matter of moments. Exciting things happening with Uri in his life. And I also want to talk with him about something pretty specific that is going on in the news right now. So stand by for that. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day Program.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with an English lesson for the day. Nouns and verbs. Which one are you? Would you rather be known as a noun, which is a person, place, or thing, or would you rather be known as a verb? What is a verb? A verb is action. Well, if you've been listening to these vignettes, of course you know the answer I'm going to say, and that is as follows. We should never be a person, place, or thing. We should be a verb surrounded by actions that take people, places, and things, including ourselves, to a much, much higher level. What I want you to do today is I want you to make a list of verbs that define you and make them aggressive, make them powerful, make them energetic, give them enthusiasm, give them your personality, give them the action that will take those nouns to high levels. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSCP Healthcare Incorporated.
All right, now 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Good day program. Good day to Uri Geller, who is speaking to us from his home in a little village outside of London. His daughter's getting married a week from Saturday. So I just said, is there anything going on? You're the proud father, but I know there are going to be 87 other things going on with you while you are here, in addition to your daughter getting married, right?
Yes, I guess you're right, Doug, but it is an amazing feeling because, you know, she's getting married. So the wedding is on a beach in Malibu, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a wonderful time, and you're going to join us. We'll be together.
Happy to be there, yeah.
Yes, and I'm already getting scared about that first dance. She tells me I have to dance with her. I said, forget it. I'm no dancer.
I'll dance with her. I'm not a dancer either, but it'll be fun.
What?
I said, I'll dance with her. It'll be fun.
Yeah, she says, all I have to do is sway from left to right.
That's all. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Anyhow, Dougie, so, yes, I haven't been in Los Angeles for quite a few years now. Where are you going to broadcast out from that week?
I will be over at the CRN studios, and you probably ought to come over with me one morning and be the co-host for a while. As long as you can keep your eyes open, or I guess you after you've had a nap or something, we'll talk about it off the air what your schedule is so that we can do that. But that would be kind of cool. And one of the things that fascinates people about you and what you do and what's helpful to people is how you explain to them that their minds are so powerful. You can do such amazing things with your mind. Earlier I was talking about how people who hear voices use the strength, if you're listening to the right voices. If you have a voice that tells you to do something bad, then that's not the voice that is of reason. When you talk about you're a strong believer in God, as am I, you don't just come by the abilities that you have or maybe I have or anybody has. You just don't. That isn't something that just happens. There's something, there's a grace that comes with it. Is that a good word? A grace that comes with
it? I would not kind of imply that people should listen to voices in their heads, because you know, I dealt with people who heard voices like, I remember the FBI asked me once to find a serial murderer in New York who happened to be the son of Sam, David Berkovich, and he claimed that he murdered people because he heard a voice in his head telling him to do it. And so I would want to believe that we can follow our intuitive forces, the intuition in us, the gut feeling in us. You've got to empower that element in your mind, intuition. You can kind of almost talk to yourself and say, am I doing the right thing? Is that my gut feeling? Do I go for it? Do I not? That's the way I do it. I'm hugely intuitive. I want to believe that I'm kind of very sharp with my intuitive powers. I call it an energy force. And
do you have to be next to the person or near the person in order to get that vibe?
Well, not really. When you say near to that person, what do you mean by that?
Well, here's an example. I'll never, ever, ever forget the morning. It was a Saturday morning. It was a Friday night, actually, when my bulldog, Charlotte, had just been with me for a little while when Brendan and I decided that I would keep Charlotte here on the farm. So she had gotten out of the truck down at the other farm.
Yes.
And there was it was early in the evening, and there was some really large, loud piece of equipment that started, and Charlotte wasn't used to the sounds of the farm yet, so she got scared and she ran away. And I looked for her all night long. It was a pouring, horrible night. It was about this time of year, as a matter of fact. Went through I could hear her in the bushes, but she wouldn't come to me. Crossed the road, I was really worried somebody was going to run her over. And I called you about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Remember that? And I said, I can't.
I do remember that.
And you told me to go back to the barn and she would show up. And I went back to the barn and she was there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny story, because last week a ferret, do you know what's a ferret?
Ferret is like a mink, measly.
A ferret walked into our kitchen, believe it or not. And my gardener ran in and said, oh, you got to let her out. She must be, lost. And the prison who helps my gardener, a guy, a young lad called James, said that there's a lady on the other side of the village, Sonning-on-Thames, which is about a mile away from my house, and she actually she deals with ferrets, and she's got a few at home, and he said, I bet it belongs to her. And I said, well, let's grab the ferret and drive the car and take it to her. But we couldn't catch the ferret. Wow. And the ferret ran out of the conservatory and disappeared into the vast garden. And the gardener told me that probably it will die, because ferrets cannot exist in the wilderness for more than 2 or 3 days. So I said, well, I'll pray for that ferret to find its way home. Lo and behold, the next day, the gardener calls me and he says that she called him up, the ferret lady, and she says, believe it or not, my ferret walked back into its home. Can you? I mean, this is a mile away.
When you hear stories, there was a story here in America not long ago. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. A dog that had been lost or was taken 100 miles or more away found its way back to its home and its owner.
I do read a lot of stories about cats that disappear for 6 months and then suddenly turn up on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Amazing. But because we do have some sort of a magnetic navigational unit in our brain. And, when I walk out here in the field and I see geese just walking around in the grass, I say, how on earth do they find their way all the way to Canada? What's going on here? How do they navigate without, any tangible navigational instrument?
They have a sense. It's a sense. It's like the sixth sense that we talk about. And that's really the power. They have the same powers. We don't want to acknowledge them. They're smarter than we are. And they hear it. They use it. And they They don't have to argue with themselves about it. They just do it. And so we have sometimes become too knowledgeable, or so we think anyway. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Always happy to have him here with his insight on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is E Pluribus Unum, rather than In God We Trust, an established law by the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Important speeches, but no meeting and no handshake. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For all the speeches we heard at yesterday's United Nations General Assembly gathering, it was a one-on-one meeting and, at the very least, a handshake that so many people were focused on. Not since the 1970s, when President Jimmy Carter met with the Shah of Iran, had the leaders of the two nations met with each other. Yesterday, it was anticipated that President Obama and the new Iranian President Hassan Rouhani would meet and possibly shake hands at some point at the United Nations, where each of them gave separate speeches yesterday. But that meeting never happened. Officials said it was just too difficult to arrange and too much got in the way. As for the speeches, in his fifth address to the General Assembly, President Obama said a resolution on the Iranian nuclear crisis should be within reach.
I am directing John Kerry to pursue this effort with the Iranian government in close cooperation with the European Union, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China.
Later in the day, it was President Rouhani's turn to address the UN General Assembly. He said, through an interpreter, that his country isn't working to develop nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapon and other weapons of mass destruction have no place in Iran's security and defense doctrine.
Meanwhile, across the street from the UN, a protest against the new Iranian president, one of the demonstrators, Maryam Mizrahi, said she thinks Rouhani is trying to dupe the United States.
I definitely think that he's deceiving the American government. He puts on the face that he's a moderate, that he's something new that they haven't seen before. And if the Americans fall into that illusion, it's just going to be bad for the rest of the country, because they're going to fall into that, they're going to try and meet with him, and then everyone else is going to perceive that they have a good relationship.
No doubt Israel agrees with that sentiment. The Israeli delegation at the UN walked out before President Rouhani gave his address. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin,
we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Look, kid, on this job, you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 66 points, closing at 15,334. NASDAQ gaining 3 points. S&P down 4. On Capitol Hill, on the Senate floor, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is still standing and still ripping Obamacare.
Everyone in America understands that Obamacare is destroying jobs.
Senator Cruz has been speaking more or less since about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but he will have to stop talking when the Senate holds its first procedural vote on government funding, which is scheduled for later today. Closing notes, both related to President Obama. The first one involves one of his hobbies, golf. Some, especially those in the opposing political party, have questioned whether he plays too much golf. Well, this former president from the other political party is going out of his way to defend President Obama on the golf course.
You know, I see our president criticized for playing golf. I don't. I think he ought to play golf.
That is none other than former President George W. Bush. In an interview that aired yesterday on the Golf Channel, the former president said he empathizes with President Obama.
I know what it's like to be in the bubble, and I know the pressures of the job, and to be able to get outside and play golf with some of your pals is important for the president. It does give you an outlet.
And former President Bush, who loves the game of golf himself, said he thinks the current president ought to keep golfing. One thing President Obama is no longer doing is smoking. But the president can blame an open microphone for catching him making a joke about why he quit. The president was talking to another man at a UN General Assembly event about this. Listen carefully here. You can hardly hear it, but somewhere in there, the president said he hasn't had a cigarette in 6 years and that he gave up smoking because, quote, I'm scared of my wife, end quote. Yeah, Mr. President, welcome to the club. Then again, at least the First Lady allows you to play golf. First Lady in my house breaks out that veto pen an awful lot. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
You ever seen anything like it?
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping 2-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.